Future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Thursday, the 30th of November, 2017. Bitcoin is currently trading at $9,927, which is down 11% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently trading at $432, which is down 15% in the last 24 hours. Ripple is currently trading at 24 cents, which is down 15% in the last 24 hours. Litecoin is currently trading at $85, which is down 17%. And Dash is currently trading at $748, which is up 1%. What I would say is, though, these are very common in the crypto world. 20% up, 10% down, so on and so forth. The market cap for the crypto space at the minute is $295 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that market is 56.1%. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash.
The first story today is a fantastic story about John McAfee changing his price prediction on Bitcoin. So let's get into the story. John McAfee doubles down, predicts $1 million per Bitcoin, and bets his dick on it. John McAfee, founder of McAfee Associates, a well-known software company, has always been bullish on Bitcoin. In fact, he has even been confrontational on the fact. In July, with a lot of fear and uncertainty surrounding Bitcoin ahead of its August 1st chain split, McAfee came forward and stated boldly that he was willing to stake his name and up to $10 million on a bet that Bitcoin price will move above $500,000 within 3 years, or he would, quote-unquote, eat my dick on national television. That prediction was seen as ludicrous at the time. Many were left wondering how his on-screen promise would play out. However, now that Bitcoin has crossed $11,000, McAfee is not sitting back smugly, but rather raising the bar. The outspoken tech mogul has now said, "When I predicted Bitcoin at $500,000 by the end of 2020, it was used on a model that predicted $5,000 at the end of 2017. Because Bitcoin has accelerated much faster than my model assumed, I now predict $1 million by the end of 2020, or I'll eat my dick if wrong." That was a quote, actually, that he said. With the feeling being that Bitcoin has truly crossed the mainstream adoption threshold and the dam wall has broken, many big name players have lent their thoughts to a predicted target. Ronnie Moas, famed stock picker, has tried to remain ahead of the curve, changing his prediction 3 times in the month of November already. He began at $11,000 for the new year, but then changed it to $14,000, before now settling at $20,000 for a split adjusted price. Tom Lee was much more cautious and said Bitcoin fell to $5,600 and since then rebounded. In our view, this move to $5,600 cleaned up weak hands and we were no longer cautious in our in-house view. We recommended steady buying of Bitcoin at these levels. He went on to predict 40% growth in 7 months, but in reality, Bitcoin fell short $200 of his $11,500 target this week. Max Keiser is another one who has made a big and bold prediction, although it is only 1/10 of McAfee, and he says Bitcoin at $100,000 is eventuality. A fantastic story. Let's get on to the next one. The second story today is another great story talking about Coinbase and their legal battle with the IRS. So this is part two of a story we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. So let's get into the story and see where they are. Coinbase partial victory appears to put end to 12-month legal battle. Coinbase has held as a partial victory a court order to hand over transaction details of almost 15,000 customers to the government. In a summary of the IRS of the US exchanges, now year-long battle of the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, communications officer, David Farmer confirmed previous hints that the only 3% of the original data demands would be sent to lawmakers. The issue focuses on IRS suspicions that Bitcoin holders transacting through Coinbase were not paying appropriate taxes on profits. After Coinbase ignored a request to inspect every transaction made through the company from 2013 to 15, a court summons saw months of posturing before the IRS position finally became untenable. The tax authority's request, commentators and now legal entities confirmed, was too broad in its scope. While today's result is not a complete victory we hope for, it does represent a substantial and unprecedented victory for the industry and the hundreds of thousands of customers that would have been unfairly targeted if it weren't for our action, Farmer said. Adding, Coinbase was reviewing the order to turn over all transactions of $20,000 or more. The results provide a brief respite for Coinbase as its infrastructure feels the strain once again from the Bitcoin price volatility. As USD rates fluctuated by thousands of dollars over the past 48 hours, the exchange saw its service go offline as it failed to cope with demand. Similar events occurred earlier this year as hundreds of thousands of new users opened up wallets on a weekly basis. What a great story. It's good to see that Coinbase has not let the IRS take over. They have stood up and fought, and it seems that their battle is going their way at present. Let's get on to the next story. The third story today is about adoption. It's another great story, so let's get into it. Wall Street Journal, NASDAQ to offer Bitcoin futures in June 2018. The NASDAQ exchange may begin to offer Bitcoin futures as early as June 2018, according to a report issued by the Wall Street Journal. The report indicates that the stock exchange will follow suit behind the two Chicago-based markets that have already indicated the specifics of their Bitcoin futures plan. While regulatory approval is still pending, the reality that Bitcoin futures are in demand option has driven a number of exchanges to at least consider the possibility, according to John Agudusto, a former NYMEX executive and current exchange board member. Every research department of every regulated exchange is saying, can we do this? The majority of costs associated with that are marketing. If people want to trade this thing, why wouldn't you? This is a gift from the heavens. According to the report, the exchange would add the Bitcoin contract onto its existing NASDAQ futures platform, NFX. The platform was launched in 2015 and has mainly focused on energy trading, but now would potentially repurpose to include cryptocurrency contracts. While CME Group has a much larger futures exchange than NASDAQ, the latter has great name recognition among retail investors. NASDAQ's imprimatur might make a significant difference for ordinary investors who might be on the fence about whether to buy into the digital currency or not. A great story. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today, and that goes to Val Toro, and you can go follow him at Val Toro, and here's the tweet. When Bitcoin went from $10 to $11 and back to $9, it was not that interesting. When Bitcoin goes from 10K to 11K and back to 9K, everyone freaks out. When investing or trading, it is important to look at percentages, even though big numbers grab headlines. Fantastic tweet. Let's go into the second one. It's from Whale Panda, and you can go follow him at Whale Panda. Why are people desperately trying to find an explanation for every minor price movement in Bitcoin? Is it because their markets, anything bigger on a daily exchange than 1% is big? 10% daily moves are perfectly normal for us. Deal with it and stop writing nonsense. Fantastic tweet. Go follow those two for constant good content in the crypto space. And they're frequent posters like the SVK Crypto 15 Minutes of Crypto Fame podcast. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SVK's current global crypto view.
On today's show, we're going to be reviewing INS. And the token symbol for this is INS, as well as the project name. So, the hard cap for this project is 60,000 Ether. And the public crowdsale ICO contributors own 60% of total token supply if hard cap is reached. One Ether will get you 300 INS tokens. So, maximum market cap at ICO on a fully diluted basis, it would equate to $47 million, assuming current price of Ether at $470. So the bonus structure, up to 25% bonus from purchasing early and a large contribution. Whitelisted accounts will receive an extra 10% bonus on day one. And anyone else in the pre-sale stage will receive an extra 5% bonus, even if you're not on the whitelist. It's an ERC-20 token, which means it's based on the Ethereum blockchain. Let's go into the project a little bit and what is it? So INS is a decentralized ecosystem on website and mobile app that will enable consumers to buy groceries directly from manufacturers. It aims to make e-commerce more efficient and cheaper, up to 30% for both manufacturers and consumers. By One, bypassing wholesalers and retailers and deal straight with the manufacturers, which will result in lower prices for the consumers and lower expenses for manufacturers. Two, reducing supply chain and logistics inefficiencies, allowing more local manufacturers to be accessible to the consumers. Three, replacing conventional trade promotions with more personalized, direct, and efficient marketing designed by the manufacturer for their consumers. I also want to say one thing as well that's been made clear from the white paper. Tokens will be listed on exchanges 2 weeks after the end of the ICO. Now, that's quite airy because, I mean, every ERC20 token gets listed on EtherDelta, you know, straight after the ICO because it's based on the Ethereum blockchain and people can make a market for that. So that might be what they're referring to. They haven't named any exchanges here, so I'm assuming that. Let's go through the team. So the team itself, the CEO, is a man by the name of Peter. So he was the CEO of InstaSmart, former investment manager at Baring Vostoko Capital Partners, investment banking analyst at Goldman Sachs, Harvard Business School, MBA. One of the co-founders called Dimitri, founder of InstaSmart, former vice president of VTB Capital Private Equity, associate of Rothschild. They've got a pretty good team here, pretty good experience. Let's go through their future plan for development of the project. So Q1 2018, development of the INS platform. Q2, development of the INS consumer and fulfillment apps and interfaces. Q3, development of supplier SDK. Q4, launch of the platform. 2019 and beyond, geographical expansion and growing the ecosystem. So it's the long game of this one. It really is. What I would say is, well, the ICO is going to start on December 4th. 11 a.m. GMT, so that's going to be exciting. Our concern to the project thus far, no proof of concept has been developed for the project as of yet, which makes INS a white paper project. Point two, most grocery manufacturers are used to dealing in bulk. Some may not want to change their business model and integrate the INS platform as it would generate a lot of small orders for the manufacturers. And three, the team has deep knowledge in the grocery market in Russia, but it looks like Russia is not the focus for INS. INS will focus on large cities globally, such as New York, Los Angeles, London, Paris, Seoul, Hong Kong, Tokyo, and Singapore. So, I mean, what's also very interesting for this is our views on the flipping side of things and long-term hold. So for flipping, we're neutral. After the rapid rise in Ether price from $300 to the 500s yesterday, the hard cap is now $28 million. So we're going to see a lot of volatility with the hard cap based on the price of Ether. We don't believe the hard cap is likely to be filled quickly. If you're contributing less than 100 Ether, try to pool with your friends because contributions over 100 Ether will receive bigger bonuses, which is not always best because what you find is the people that have the bigger bonuses, they can sometimes dump and that will significantly change the price and that will fall down. Also, if the hard cap is not filled by week one, we believe it will be difficult for the project to reach hard cap because the bonus falls off significantly. For long-term hold, we remain neutral of that. I mean, potentially, if INS can bring manufacturers on board and is able to deliver significant discounts as promised, it should be able to gain traction quickly because most consumers are price sensitive when it comes to groceries. So that's all well and good. I mean, what experience do the team have thus far? So they've actually executed on a project in Russia whereby they created an app, raised $10 million via VC funding. And that's called InstaSmart, and that was to do kind of a similar project, but it wasn't decentralized and it wasn't based in the crypto world, and it wasn't based on a blockchain as well. So they have done that. The project, it wasn't a huge success, but they managed to sign some shops up and deliver some stuff. But I think what they're looking to do is a little bit early. I don't think that the world is ready for a project like this. Maybe in a couple of years we could find this, but not right now. That's my personal view. And, this isn't a channel whereby we're advising you what to do, what not to do. We always encourage our listeners to do their own research. But definitely have a look at this deal. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. If you guys have any further questions, please feel free to reach out. Tweet us, email us, like us, share us, subscribe to our channel, share us with your crypto community. I'll be back tomorrow with more great news. Have a fantastic evening.
Listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.